The Man Who Escaped, Episode 22.
Fletcher is pointing a gun at Kincaid. Kincaid has agreed to tell Fletcher everything.
For a moment, Fletcher wanted to pull the trigger. He found it difficult not to hate Kincaid. Because of him, he had given up 4 years of freedom. Because of him, everybody thought he was a spy. But he knew that Kincaid was his only chance to prove he was innocent. And he knew if he killed him, he would lose that chance.
Let's start at the beginning. When you sent me to Philadelphia that night,
Fletcher said in a flat, cold voice.
That was Hooper's idea. I had nothing to do with it.
And who is Hooper?
Fletcher demanded.
He sells government secrets to any foreign country that's interested. He's the one that framed you. He made me give him information. I didn't want to.
Made you? How did he make you?
Fletcher asked. Kincaid stared down at the floor for several seconds before he answered.
He knew things about me. He said he would tell the FBI if I didn't help him.
What sort of things?
Again, Kincaid hesitated before answering.
I stole a lot of money a few years ago. Hooper knew about it.
There were only a few more things Fletcher wanted to know.
Why did you involve me in all this?
The FBI suspected someone. Hooper wanted to make them think you were the spy. He knew they would if they found you dead in the car with all kinds of secret military documents in it.
Dead?
Hooper thought the crash would kill you.
Kincaid said.
A pity it didn't. You'd still be safe if I were dead.
Kincaid swallowed and stared at the floor.
And why aren't you still in the army? You'd be a lot more useful to Hooper if you were.
Fletcher went on.
It became too dangerous. Anyway, he still uses me.
How?
Fletcher asked.
We hide microfilms of secret documents in the antique weapons I send overseas. The people we send them to pretend to be foreign collectors.
Fletcher had one last question. It was the most important.
Where's Hooper now?